Okay, so my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen and AU, and we're out in the community today, and we're talking to people about how the pandemic has affected them. Can you just tell me your name?
John Davis.
Not your last name, just...
John.
Okay, thank you, John. Okay, so what I wanted to know was, how has the coronavirus affected you and your family, you know?
Well, I work construction, and a lot of these sites have been closed because of people getting sick on site. So if one person, well, if one important person gets sick, they close the whole site down. So nobody works.
Okay. And what is that the biggest challenge that you experienced?
During the pandemic, yes.
Okay. And is there anything good that happened for you during the pandemic?
Got closer to God.
Excellent, excellent. So in one word, can you describe how the pandemic, what do you think of the pandemic? In one word.
Blessing.
Blessing? Okay, that's awesome. Okay, and what is something you hope will change for you or the District of Columbia or just the whole world in general once the pandemic is over?
Can you repeat the question?
What is something that you hope will happen?
I got that. Christ returns.
Amen. Amen. And where do you get your information that you trust from? Who do you get your information from?
God. From the Holy Bible, from the scriptures. That's an easy, easy question. Easy. That's the only thing I trust right now.
It's God. But,
yes,
okay.
God. Yeah.
Okay. So throughout the pandemic, have you had any problems? How has it been accessing food?
Hard, because they cut my food stamps off because I mailed my recertification in the mail. They said, why would you do that? They didn't receive it, so they cut it. Now I'm a 30-day in a loop. That's why I came over here. When I saw these, I really came over here to get something to eat. So I'm waiting 30 days to get my food stamps again.
Okay. Okay. And so do you know about a lot of the different programs that you get food from?
Well, Bread for the City has been helping me out.
Okay.
And that's all I know about.
So actually, it's not too far from here. Martha's Table.
Martha, I know. I see. Is it on Good Hope Road?
No. It's right up here on Elvins Road.
Is there one on Good Hope Road?
No, that's Bread for the City on Good Hope.
No. Martin Luther King Avenue by the big chair. Is that a Martha's Table?
Not that I know. Okay, but it's one, I'm saying, right up here on Elvins Road. When we get finished, I'll tell you exactly where it is. Okay, but so what about the corner stores? Do you use the corner stores?
I live in Ward 8. There's no sit-down restaurants in Ward 8.
Okay.
So I have to use them to eat.
Okay, okay. So what do you think about the products? What do you think about them?
Some of them I won't touch, but I know where to go. I know. I've been going here all my life, so I know what to pick and what they're not to pick. Some of that stuff I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Okay.
But that's just the truth.
Okay. And how often do you use the corner?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need that.
What do you expect once the pandemic is over? What do you expect for you and your family? Great things or, you know, what?
I expect great things.
Okay. Okay. And we have just a few more questions. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest fear that you have about the COVID?
Not fear. I only fear God. So, one of my nephews and nieces down. That's it. Everybody reap what they sow. But they, you know, one of the kids dying that I'm close to. That's okay. The biggest fear I got.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. How do you think that the District of Columbia, the mayor, how do you think that they have handled the situation of the COVID?
I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't had a phone in about 2 weeks, no TV, so I haven't really. I read the paper, and I don't see her speaking in the paper, so I don't really know how to answer that, truthfully.
Okay, and what do you think, what is your point of view on the vaccine?
Okay, my point of view is, in the history of vaccines, you haven't had to get two of them, right? And the history of vaccines is also a 10-year study before they put it out. Oh, they didn't do it with this one, so I'm very wary of getting it.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just going on history.
Yeah. And is there anything that I didn't, any questions that I didn't ask that you feel you want to talk about, anything that you want to say more than what I've asked?
No, I definitely appreciate Miss Marvina.
Yes.
Miss Marvina for asking me these questions and helping me out with something to eat with some water. I appreciate it.
Certainly, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay. And
but you gotta give me that address to Marcus Tate.
Okay.
I heard about it.
Okay.
I thought it was on Martin Luther King, but you said it's not.
So they have different ones, so I can't tell
seen
you
that.
Better.
I might have seen that your sign. That's why I said it.
Uh-huh. But so I'm gonna give her this bag. Let me give her this bag. You want another? I don't think he wanted to take a picture. Remember, he just wanted to.
That's right.
Yeah. So.